Hello, and it's the 19th of April, and I am recording another little chat for you. I tried doing one outdoors today, going back to that, because I quite like that feeling of sort of chatting to you as I'm walking around the fields and so on. And it was lovely, and the sun was shining and everything, and I saw a little herd of deer, if that's the right word for it, wandering over the hills in the distance. And I just tried listening to it, and because there was a bit of a breeze today, there's quite a cold breeze despite the April sunshine, I just thought it was a bit unusable, really. And I'm trying to make the sound a bit better so that they sound okay. I know a lot of people listen to podcasts on headphones, so I'm trying to make them sound nice. And I don't always get my microphone technique right, but I am trying to get them good. And so I thought, okay, just do the whole thing again. I mean, these chats are informal, so I don't really plan them anyway. So I always have to try and remember what I was going on about. Just really to fill you in on what's happening. So it's just been the Easter weekend, so I took a bit of time off to spend with family, which was lovely. But I did manage to get some words down as well on the latest Devonshire mystery. And I know it's taking its time, but it is coming together. Been doing quite a bit of stitching in new scenes and so on, or new parts of scenes. I call it stitching because when you write a piece, obviously I try to make it so it flows naturally. So, you know, say some characters having a conversation, then you would try and make it so that the things people say flow naturally. And that actually takes quite a bit of thinking about often, because to keep the characters consistent and so on. And so if you then have to go back and insert something earlier on, or perhaps later, depending on how you're working, to make the mystery unfold in a pleasing way, you actually have to do quite a bit of sort of unpicking and stitching in the new sections, and it takes a bit of thinking about. And it's kind of frustrating because you're not adding thousands of extra words for the time you're spending, but, you know, it needs doing, and it is significant, I think, anyway. You've got to have the story working correctly, and get the nuts and bolts of it right. So that's kind of what I've been doing today. But I've also been slightly mired in the publishing side of things, because while I've had some paperbacks available on Amazon, and they only work in certain territories, I think, well, that's expanding. I really wanted, especially the Devonshire Mysteries, to be available as paperbacks in normal bookstores all over the world, if possible. So I've been out and bought a pack of ISBN numbers. That's the International Standard Book Numbers, which you need to kind of own properly in order to do this. So unless you're in Canada, where apparently the government have made it so that they give you an ISBN if you want one for free. But in the UK and in the US, you've got to pay for them. So I've bought these numbers, and I've started with a study in stone, and it's in progress. It takes quite a while just to make sure that it all goes smoothly. And I will be letting people know in the newsletter and so on. And this is where this ISBN comes in, because if you have that number, you'll be able to go into a bookshop or a library and have them order it for you, or have them provide it. Or if all goes well, you'll be able to go to, say, the website of, say, Barnes & Noble or Waterstones here in the UK, if that's where you normally buy your paperbacks, and pop the ISBN in and be sure that you will get the correct book, and the paperback will be delivered to you in the usual way. This is possible using the amazing kind of print on demand technology that we have now, so that they can actually produce a single individual copy of a book and have it mailed out to you very quickly. I find the quality is a little bit variable of print on demand books compared to a traditionally published book. I don't think there's any way around that. You know, other books might be being produced in thousands or tens of thousands, and the print works will have certain quality controls in place to make sure that they're all correct. And I guess any that show variation or problems will be weeded out and put to one side, and that will be monitored and paid for by the publisher. I don't really have that luxury, so I'm doing the best I can to make sure that all the information that I provide in the cover and the content to go inside the book is all beautifully formatted and correctly done. And we hope that it is all okay. Usually, if there is an issue with one of these books, you can go back and say, I'm sorry, this isn't quite good enough, you know, they'll replace it. But yeah, that is underway and that will be happening. So I hope that's good news. I'm trying to keep the price as low as possible. I don't really do this to sort of make a huge amount of money. I just get a little margin on each book. And the stores, I don't know if most people don't really know this until you get into it. You don't have any reason to know it. But when a distributor or a publisher sends the books out to a store, they have to give the store quite a big discount so the store can make some money. And then you've got to deal with things like, say, the store orders 10 copies, but they only sell 5 and they want to send the other 5 back. And what happens to those? It's all a bit of a minefield. And that's why I've put off doing it for a long time. But I'm getting stuck into it now because I think they're kind of popular enough that a few people will want some. And I'm hoping that will be a nice thing that people will be able to get. So they'll be, should be in all the main stores, as far as I can see, all around the world. And libraries. And again, you may have to ask your store or your library to order them, but you should be able to order them directly on a website. And I hope that all works out. There will still be a version on Amazon. I'm trying to see how that all pans out. Hopefully all will go well and we won't end up with 2 different versions on the website, which cause confusion and annoyance to people. So all being well, I'm doing everything in the right step-by-step kind of order. But it's a bit of a headache to get it set up this first time, especially. Fingers crossed, and I will let you know. And all this stuff takes time, of course. It all takes time. But I am trying to crack on with the writing now. It's sort of a little bit of an Easter break, and had bits of time off here and there to go for a nice walk and so on. We're getting into the bluebell season here, and we went up to our annual sort of pilgrimage to a wood very nearby, Shaptal Wood, where the forest floor is just a carpet of bluebells. It will be a little bit brighter in a week or two, I think, when they've had a bit more sunshine, but they were certainly out in reasonable quantities for us to see, and I took lots of photos. So that'll be on the website in my featured photos. And people who are members of the site, which you can join for free at michaelcampling.com, will be able to see all the photos. If you're not a member, you just get to see kind of the headline photo, I guess, the first one. But you get bigger ones if you join, which is nice. And I posted up some very similar pictures last year, I suspect. But hey, you know, that's what I've been doing. So that's what I've taken photos of. But I think going back to talking about the latest book, I think it is coming along okay. I'm getting more confident now that I'll be able to pull all these threads together and have it all make sense. There'll be some things I'll want to check over when it comes to the rewrite. That's when I do a lot of this stuff, is in the rewrite stage. And I will be just going through things with a fine-tooth comb. And then, of course, I'll be an editor. I mentioned in the last chat about the possibility of being a few beta readers. I'll see. I haven't quite made up my mind yet, but I will be letting people know. And that'll be via the other newsletter, the official Street Team newsletter. As I say, that'll only probably just be a few people. What else? Well, there's not much else really. It's kind of chugging away. As we go along, I entered a little 10-word short story competition recently, and I didn't even get placed in the shortlist, so never mind. But it was by the Alliance of Independent Authors, who were having a sort of celebration mini conference because it was their 10th anniversary of existing. I've only joined fairly recently, and so with the theme of 10, they had to try and tell a story in 10 words. And I quite like mine, but I guess it didn't hit the spot with them. Oh gosh, off the top of my head, I don't know if I've got it written down. It was something like William's ladder had looked safe, Mary had sawn carefully. That's 9 words, actually. Which I thought was sort of gave a little sense of a story behind the scenes, but you know, it didn't make the shortlist. But all these things are subjective, aren't they? So that's kind of about it news wise, I think. It will be nice to get these Study in Stone paper backs up, and then I'll be progressing with the other ones, the Devonshire Mysteries. And after that, I don't know whether I will go through the same process with all my other books, like the sci-fi, for instance. I would say it's a safe bet that I'm going to go back and put the Darkening Stone books out in this new format. But I really want to get the covers sorted. And I have really struggled with this over the years because covers are important. And as an independent author, I've got to kind of do everything, be the chief cook and bottle washer. And so I've often made my own covers because I'm not too bad at using design software. Some are bought. The kind of pre-made, not many are like that. But the ones for the Devonshire Mysteries were all professionally designed, and I think you can tell they're done to a much higher standard. But the thing is, you've got to know what you want. So I do want to get those books with the covers that they deserve, but it's slightly hard to know what to ask for. You have to give a brief to a designer and say, this is the kind of effect I want, you know, to aim for, to give them a bit of a fighting chance of succeeding. And you kind of have to know what you want. And I don't really know where it fits. I see some sumptuous book covers at the moment. I think, especially with things like BookTok and so on and Instagram, there are lots of kind of quite visually orientated reviewers and so on. Like they'll post lots of lovely book covers on Instagram and big collections of book covers and so on. And I see some lovely ones, but I've got to really decide where that story fits so that it gives a bit of a clue as to what kind of book you're getting. Because these things are important. And, you know, they take a bit of getting right. Hopefully I got it right with the Devonshire Mystery ones. I was kind of aiming for a sort of cosy crime sort of vibe, and I think it hits that mark that they're not quite in the sort of illustrated cover, you know, I can't think of the phrase, like a muffin on the front, you know, or people having a cup of coffee or whatever. They're not quite in that mould, but they do sit alongside other books that I've seen in the gentler end of crime, you know, of that part of the crime spectrum, because it doesn't all have to be gore and blood, and I'm not particularly into that side of the crime spectrum at all. A bit of suspense and a bit of mystery is what I like, and lots of clues and a process to go through. So yeah, that's what you'll be getting with this latest book. Lots of suspects, lots of crimes, lots of things to think about. And if you heard a bing a minute ago, I'm afraid it was my phone. I very rarely get texts, but I think that might have been from Sue. Mrs. C is probably telling me that she's late leaving work or something, I suspect. She works very hard for the NHS. So that might be my cue to go and put the dinner on, I think. So... So I'd better go and shape myself a bit, as I say, where I come from. Shape yourself. And I will sign off from this bit of rambling for the moment. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen. Thanks very much if you've been reading and enjoying the books. And I've had some lovely emails recently. And big thank you if you've posted nice reviews and ratings and you've told friends and so on about the books. That all really, really helps. So it's lovely when people give word of mouth recommendations in person or online. That's lovely. And a huge, massive thank you to all those of you kind people who've sent me mugs of tea or multiple mugs of tea via my sort of coffee.com button on the site at michaelcampling.com. That's all lovely and all very encouraging and very helpful. So thank you very much. And if you haven't joined the site and you'd like to, then please pop over to michaelcampling.com and join there for free. And that way you'll get access to everything on there. It, you know, will never cost anything. It's not a Patreon style site or anything. You don't get lots of ads and so on. You get none of that stuff. You just get access to all the posts that I put up. And the newsletters are separate. So you can either have the newsletter or the website or both. Totally up to you. And I will sign off. Always good if you want to, it's good for me to if you want to ask any questions or make any comments, anything you'd like me to talk about, that's always helpful because it gives me something to blather on about. So until next time, take care. Look after yourselves and happy reading. Thank you and bye.